When I went to Oak Grove in 1993, it was a divisive, landmark, King James only Baptist church, Southern Baptist church. Two deacons had gotten a fist fight the month before I got there in a business meeting. Three times they had asked me to consider pastoring. I told them all three times, no, no way. But the Lord had other plans. And when I went there, first Sunday I was there and I preached, a man stood up in the back of the church and came running down the aisle. I'm lost, I'm lost. It was the worship leader of the church. Within a few days, five people, I think, had been converted. By Wednesday night, people were standing up confessing their sins. I had to stop one lady. She was getting too detailed and graphic in her confession of sin. I won't go into many details, but in 7 years, the church had become the largest it had ever been. We were having to pack in chairs. We started a building program. And then God showed up. You see, in the first couple of years, every day I'd get up early and I'd say, Lord, I don't know how to pastor these people. I don't have what it takes. You got to help me, Lord. You sent me here. I didn't want to come here. You sent me here. You got to help me. And every day, the Lord helped me. And when that church broke through and we began to see amazing things, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but as I look back, I recognized I wasn't getting up early in the morning to pray and say, I was getting up early in the morning to pray, but I wasn't saying, Lord, I don't know how to pastor. I wasn't saying, Lord, you got to help me. I was just uttering prayers because I thought I'd learned. And now that I've learned, I can just repeat what I've learned, you see. I've never told Paul this. I'm going to tell him tonight. Every year I'd have a missions conference, first three Sundays. I'd preach the first and then I'd find a missionary that was home. Paul lived just right across the river from us. He was still in Peru, and he was preaching Sunday morning, Sunday night. Sunday night, he preached a sermon that I really didn't know how to handle. It sounded, he won't remember this, but it sounded almost just health, wealth, and prosperity. He didn't use that words. He was not preaching that, but it was just basically, we just got to trust God, believe God, he'll do great things. And I'm praying and saying, Lord, how do I conclude all of this? How do I wrap this service up when God spoke to me? Now, some of you don't believe that. I know, but that's okay. I know what happened. I was there. He says, you're building this church on you and your gifts. And the people fear you more than they fear me. And immediately I began to break like a little baby and cry. In fact, I began to cry so hard, people began to look at me and think, what's going on? I stood up to try to dismiss the service, but I just broke again, tried to tell them what had happened. I ran to my office, got on my face, and there for 2 hours I laid and prayed and promised God if he would just be gracious to me, he could tear down everything I had built, because I had. Just leave, Lord, what you're doing, and I'll be happy. If nobody ever knows who I am and I stay here for the rest of my life, I'm okay, Father. I don't know. I wasn't pervious. I know people were in the room, but when I finished praying 2 hours later, there was no one. I left the building, and God began to do a work in my heart. He did strip everything that I had built. It was the worst year of my life, but the best year of my life. You know why? Because God loved me so much, he was not going to let me ruin what he had started in my life as well as that church. Do you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? The arm of flesh, it can do a lot. It can perform mightily. Musicians can do amazing things and move our hearts. We can have wonderful services and leave and say, wasn't that a good exposition today? Didn't we hear the word of the Lord and learn new things? But friends, if it's not of the Spirit of God and he's not in it, it doesn't last. Nothing transformative happens. Only heaven can do that. Only heaven. I can't. No one can. I realize that if God doesn't use what I say here tonight, nothing's going to happen spiritually. Maybe emotionally, maybe even intellectually, but not spiritually where it counts. The great mistake made by most people in church today is that they're hoping to discover in themselves that which is to be found in Christ alone.